Well, we all know that there are plaques on the walls and sometimes actually on the pavements of Colchester, and especially around the old Colchester garrison. We've spoken about them before. But now there's an easier way of finding out which plaques are where. It's a mammoth project. It's been carried out by Colchester Civic Society, and it's all very handy and online. And joining me now from the Society is Rosemary Jewers. Hello again, Rosemary.
Hello.
So, basically, we're talking about an online system which has got all the essential plaques that you might want to do your own self-guided walk around, or even just sit at home and study.
Yes, we have the three plaque trails at the moment, the military and wartime plaque, the town centre plaque trail, and the out-of-town plaque trails. Each trail has a map, and there are icons on the map which you can click on, and then that reveals the image of a photo of each plaque and the history behind each one.
And several of you have done the research, yourself and the chair, Joe Edwards, to make it all come to life.
Yes, Henry Spivey as well helped us. We sort of did the majority of the research, but later on others in the society helped us as well.
And I think for anybody newly posted in at Colchester Garrison, for example, who only knows the new garrison, they could do a lot worse than getting this on their app or just looking at it at home, because it does reveal what was where. And of course, it has really changed, doesn't it? Completely.
It has. I mean, a lot of the former military sites are now housing. One of the reasons, actually, we put up plaques was to commemorate those sites. But it's important that people know that they were there. For example, the military hospital that was there, and the other barrack sites as well.
So you've used PlaceCheck. So you can just go online, the little cursor hand will click, and then up will come all the information.
Yes, that's right. And you have the ability to zoom in, because on some of the trails, actually, there's so many plaques that you have to really zoom in to actually identify where all the different markers are.
Where do you see this going in the future? Do you see this expanding into even more?
I think it will expand into more. We want to do a trail for the Castle Park as well, because there are an awful lot of plaques there.
I like the way that the logo that goes with the plaque trail is itself a blue plaque, which is a very nice little poster. That, are you spreading these around a bit?
We are, yes. We're sort of putting them in key areas and hoping members of the public will pick them up and take them home, and then they can take their time to download the images to their phones or computers.
It's very well thought out, but it's been a long while in the making, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been virtually 2 years now since we started.
And obviously the ones around the garrison are absolutely fascinating, as we know. So Joe Edwards, the chair of Colchester Civic Society, did you ever foresee a time where there'd be all this information online at people's fingertips?
Well, I've been involved in Colchester Civic Society right from the start of 1964. I've always wanted to do something like this, but no, I didn't think we'd ever manage it. And it's an endless task. You start getting fixated. You're suddenly driving along and you catch sight of something out of the corner of your eye and you think, oh no, it's another one. And of course, they're still being put up. And so it's everlasting. Mm. We will never finish. And I'm so grateful to the people who have contributed.
So there you are, colchestercivicsociety.co.uk, or just Google Colchester Civic Society. So Joe Edwards, thank you very much. And Rosemary Jewers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.